With temperature expected to be near 80 for the high today, lots of sunshine. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Hey, it's happened to a lot of us getting blindsided by a medical bill you just didn't see coming. If this has happened to you, you're not alone. 61% of Americans have been hit by an unexpected medical bill, and for a lot of people, those costs lead to financial devastation. Cynthia Fisher is the founder of PatientRightsAdvocate.org, and she's online with us this morning to talk about why, especially now during this global pandemic, the need for price transparency is super important. Cynthia, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
There is legislation pending that could give us more protection. Tell us a little bit more about this legislation.
Well, it's an exciting day for American patients and American consumers of health care. Why? Senator Braun of Indiana and Senators Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Chairman, and many, many others have signed on to give patients the right to know prices in healthcare before we get care. A novel concept, Paul. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine that with this bill, and God willing, it be put into legislation as early as this next COVID stimulus, that we could see healthcare function just like every other facet of our lives, benefiting American patients with competition as we have in grocery, retail, travel. We'll be able to benefit to have quality and price comparison and allow consumers to shop to reduce the care of their health care and health coverage. This is game-changing.
It really is. And Cynthia, help us understand how we got here. As you said, everything else that we buy, we know, you know, what it costs before we buy it. Healthcare is a whole different animal. How did we get here, and why don't we have price transparency?
Well, we don't have price transparency today because the hospitals and the insurance companies, we have representation by a third-party system rather than directly with the consumer. And there have been innovative surgeons and primary care docs that have gone out and created new models of price-transparent surgical centers and direct primary care centers. And they post their prices online, and they charge the same low cash price for one patient as they do for all patients. And these innovators, when employers have actually contracted and shown coverage directly to these centers, have been able to save 30 to 50% in healthcare costs for their employees and their families, as well as their company. And so very exciting is last year, the Trump administration learned from these innovators and said, we need to make price transparency for all Americans so we can bring down the cost of care, and hopefully by half. That would put our country on par with every other developed country, because right now our gross domestic product, which is basically our spending in healthcare, is 18%, that's nearly two times any other developed country. So we can bring these, bend down that curve and bend down that cost and put more money back into Americans' wallets and wages. How? By giving us the right to see prices before we get care. And so this new legislation puts into law the rules to make hospitals and insurance companies reveal their secret negotiated rates and put the patient in charge of their healthcare decisions.
Very interesting. We're talking with Cynthia Fisher. She is the founder of PatientRightsAdvocate.org. Cynthia, how did you become so passionately involved in this fight, and to the point where you started this website? Tell us a little bit more about your interest in this.
Well, I'm a life sciences entrepreneur, and I started a couple of companies, one being Vicord, which had price transparent model from 1992 on, and using telemedicine. And I knew it can be done because we could provide our services at one-tenth the cost of the opaque hospital system, and yet we were known as one of the best quality providers out there. And so I, having worked across the healthcare system, saw the greed ran amok, and having too many former employees or friends that I helped file bankruptcy for or saw their financial devastation, I thought it was time to go to Washington and create change. And patientrightsadvocate.org, if you go to our website, you can click on a button to communicate to Senator Peters and Stabenow to both tell them to please sign on to this bill, and let's pass it in the next COVID session. Tell your own story, because each of us, like those devastated that brought me to Washington, each of us have our own stories, but all of us need to advocate to understand and get prices and be in control to drive down our cost of care and coverage. We all win.
Absolutely.
New legislation.
All right. Will do. Patientrightsadvocate.org. Cynthia, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.